It's a lack of limestone in North Texas that Richard Saichi of the Texas Aggregates and Concrete Association says is driving so many operations across the Red River. Texas companies produce about a fifth of the nation's supply of concrete mix.
One of the major consumers of that concrete is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Because they're a huge consumer of concrete, they're also a huge consumer of aggregates. So when you kind of connect those dots, you're like, oh, wow, they need a lot of rock.
That rock is heavy, and the closer it is to where it's needed, the cheaper it is to transport. Dallas-Fort Worth has been relying on DFW area resources for decades.
Well, fast forward 30 years later, and all of a sudden, people are starting to look at those natural resources and go, we don't have that many left in the ground. We may have 10, 15 years left. We need to go where the good rock is.
And the good rock is on the Arbuckle Simpson. There are about a dozen operations currently mining or planning to mine in the area of Mill Creek in northern Johnston County, which is fed by the Arbuckle Simpson Aquifer, perhaps the state's most sensitive water resource.
It's apparently a phenomenal place to get aggregates.
Amy Ford is the president of Citizens for the Protection of the Arbuckle Simpson Aquifer.
TXI, which is Texas, Martin Marietta, you know, there's U.S. Silica. Some of them are from out of country. When we originally, you know, started kind of discussing some of this, I was surprised at the varying locations that they came from.
It also doesn't hurt that Oklahoma currently has relatively few regulations when it comes to mining in aquifers.
When you sever something from the ground in Texas, you pay severance tax. Oklahoma does not have a severance tax.
The Simpson Arbuckle is a sole source aquifer, meaning it isn't fed by streams or rivers. It's only replenished as water seeps into it from the ground above, a process that can take many years. There's no specified limit in Oklahoma on how deep into the aquifer companies can mine. The Mill Creek area is dotted with abandoned quarries that have filled with crystal clear groundwater. And during the mining process, the hole needs to remain dry.
There's only one operation that knows how much they're taking out. They've never had to account for the water, so we really don't know, and we think it's a large quantity. And we're dealing with a finite amount of water that can be removed from the aquifer as a whole, so we've got to have a grip on how much they're taking out. And right now, some of them are putting it in old mining pits, some of them are putting it in recharge areas, and some of them are just putting it out on the ground.
There are new regulations coming. A law passed in 2011 charges the Oklahoma Water Resources Board with creating rules to make sure aquifer water isn't wasted. Those rules are being worked out now, but as the process continues, streams in the area are drying up. The companies put the blame on the ongoing drought, but as we report next week, some homeowners along Mill Creek just aren't buying that. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.